Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zivachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Zivachim 113. Back in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Bezim and Av, the Mishnah had said that even though there is a prohibition of being Ma'a B'chutz, of bringing up an offering outside of the courtyard of the temple, or slaughtering an animal outside the courtyard of the temple for the sake of an offering, there is a certain types of animals about which this prohibition does not apply, and one of those is the para aduma. So if a person has brought a sacrifice, or a person has brought a para aduma, a red heifer, as an offering, but if it is done chutz migita, even though a person is supposed to bring the red heifer inside the pit that is designated for the red heifer, if they do it outside this pit, they are not going to be liable for this prohibition. So what does this mean, outside of this pit? My chutz ligita, that's what our Gemara on Chuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph says. What does it mean outside this pit? So Reish Lakish says, chutz mimakom habadukla, outside of the place which had been checked, meaning to say that there was a place where the red heifer was slaughtered, which was on Mount Olives, that was corresponding to this, to the entrance into the temple. But that place, if you slaughter the animal in a place that is not properly checked there, because there were supposed to be places there that were checked there to make sure that there were no dead bodies, that was what's called the kevra tahom, something that was buried from a long time and we were unaware of it. So there was a place designated that there was no dead bodies there. But if you slaughtered a place outside of that place that was checked, we don't need to be concerned about that from the perspective of violating this prohibition of ma'a b'chutz. That's what Reish Lakish says. So Rabbi Yochanan says, it can't be. All of that place was checked to make sure that there was no dead bodies there. Kol Eretz Yisrael Baduka, he says, Rabbi Yochanan, all of the land of Israel is checked. So it wouldn't need to be the case that you slaughtered it outside of a place that was checked, because there was no concern, because it was in the land of Israel, and all the places in the land of Israel were properly checked. So Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about that point. What is the nature of their argument? So it comes along our Gemara, And says, what is the nature of their argument? Mar Safar Yarad Ma'abol Eretz Yisrael. So we say that Reish Lakish was of the opinion that when the flood happened in the time of Noah, that it took place also in the land of Israel. And so all the dead bodies from the flood, they went around into the earth in the land of Israel. And so therefore we have to be concerned, even in the land of Israel, that there are dead bodies buried in places we're unaware of. And so therefore we could only slaughter the red heifer in a place that was baduk, that was checked for dead bodies. So Rabbi Yochanan says, lo yarad. Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that the Ma'abol never came to the land of Israel. The flood never came. And so therefore, we don't have to be concerned about dead bodies in the land of Israel in places that we're unaware of. So says Rabbi Nachum Bar Yitzchak, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish expounded upon the same verse. Because it says in Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 24, Ben Adam, Emorla at Eretz Lomitorahi, that are you a land that is not cleansed? Lo Gushma Biyom Zam, was there no rain on the day of the fury? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is supposed to be read in astonishment, meaning to say, of course there was rain on your day of fury. You think you're cleansed from all this? And Rabbi Yochanan says that it's being read in this fashion as a question. Eretz Yisrael mi lomito haratat? Do you think that you're not pure? Kum yardu alayach kishavim biyom zam, that there was no rain that came down upon you on the day of your fury, and so therefore, land of Israel, how can you become a place of tumah when you were free from dead bodies? Whereas Reish Lakish takes the opposite approach. Reish Lakish says eretz lomito haratat, that he reads it as a simple reading that you're a land that's not pure because you had the rain that brought the flood upon you. So the Gemara says that Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan. If you say it's all pure, we know that when it came time to prepare for the red heifer, that the child that was supposed to be involved in preparing the ashes of the red heifer was raised specifically for this purpose, and this child was raised in a place that we were sure that there were no dead bodies, and it states Yerushalayim Benuyos Alasel, that they used to build courtyards on a rock in Jerusalem, V'tachtein Cholom, they covered to home, and they would make under it a blank space to protect against the dead bodies, and then they would bring pregnant women just to those places, and the women would give birth and raise their children on special areas to make sure that there was no dead bodies. So if that's the case, How can we say, why would they need to do this if they're concerned about the dead bodies around the land? So it must be the case that they were concerned about the dead bodies around the land, and that's why they were raising these children on these special places. So therefore, Reish Lakish says, this proves to Rabbi Yochanan that the land of Israel was not entirely checked. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yochanan will respond that Mala Hayu Osu Bepara, that they just made an extra special stringency about the Parah Aduma, but in reality, the entire land was checked. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan, and he says to Reish Lakish, how could you say that the land of Israel was not properly checked? I'll give you an example from a Braisa. What does the Braisa say? Pam achas matzu atzamas bulishkas dir, that one bulishkas dir eats him, that you, Reish Lakish, who says that the whole land of Israel was not checked properly for atzamos, for bones. One time they found in the temple area, on the temple mount, in the place where they would store the stones, they found a dead body. They found the bone of a dead body. Bikshu exhort tumal Yerushalayim, and then wanted to make say that all of Jerusalem needs to be checked for ritual impurity. Amad Rabbi Yeshua Rag, Rabbi Yeshua got up and said, v'chilo busha uchlima hilano, isn't it not disgraceful for us to make a decree about dead bodies on the city of our forefathers? Aye may say Amabo, aye may say Nebuchadnezzar, where are all these dead bodies from the flood and that Nebuchadnezzar brought? So doesn't this say, from the fact that he said this, Lavo Memra Dulo Havi, so Rabbi Yochanan says, doesn't this prove that they were not dead bodies? That wasn't a queen of dead bodies? So that's Rabbi Yochanan's argument. And so Reish Lakish comes back and rejects it. But we see from here that Rabbi Yeshua stood up and said, a chutzpah of you to say that our ancestors were not keeping the land of Israel proper, we're not keeping the laws properly. And we see this very often, that people, that new generations want to come and say the older generation was not observing the law properly. And Rabbi Yeshua stood up on his legs and said, a chutzpah for you to say that the older generations were not observing the law properly, and we are the only ones who know how to observe it properly.